Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Joe Biden is dealing with a whole lot of problems today with our economy. And these are problems that are actually created by his own policies. Gas prices have now hit an all-time new high for unleaded gasoline, the highest we've ever paid on record, AAA just announced. Well over $4 a gallon now. And diesel prices today have hit the highest ever on record, $5.55 a gallon. This on top of the fact that we had worse than expected consumer prices up 8.3% in April. Inflation is what they want you to believe somehow retreated in a big way in April, but no, it's not exactly what you think. It remained higher than forecast. The Department of Labor said today that the consumer price index rose 8.3% compared to a year ago. In other words, you're paying 8.3% more for everything right now than you were a year ago. Prices were up 0.3% compared to with the month prior, meaning that it's still totally out of control what's happening in our economy. Now, this is the 11th straight month of inflation above 5%, which means your wages are clearly not keeping up with inflation, which has been one of the arguments that Democrats have been saying, justifying, well, things aren't really that bad, right? Because your wages are skyrocketing. Prices are rising at an annual rate of 8.5% in March, and this was... Now, economists had forecast that the CPI would rise by 0.2% for the month and an 8.1% overall number when it comes to inflation, comparing that to a year ago. The problem is that number exploded. Why? Because the costs of goods and services across the board have continued to go up. Now, I also want to say thank you to our good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals for their support of this podcast and, more importantly, helping people just like you deal with these financial issues we're talking about right now. If you are terrified to look at your financial portfolio, to look at your financial statement, it's time for you to call Legacy Precious Metals. Precious metals are a hedge against inflation, and it's a diversification so that when you have these terrible days we're seeing on Wall Street, You don't have to worry as much because you are diversified in precious metals. If you have not checked out what Legacy can do for you, you need to call them right now. And they can take you through the process of diversifying your retirement and using precious metals to help you fight against the skyrocketing national debt, inflation, and what's happening on Wall Street. Do not be afraid to open up that envelope every month. Take control of your financial future. And most importantly, it's time to take control of your retirement. And using gold and precious metals is a perfect way to protect some of your hard-earned dollars. They've got over 40 years of experience, so call them. Get the free investor's guide on precious metals. It will cost you nothing. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 to get the free investor's guide or go online to legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Also want to remind you very quick, if you've not hit that subscribe or auto download button so you get our podcast alerts every day so you know we've got the new show out there, make sure you hit that real quick while you're listening. Now, after inflation and these numbers came out and seeing that also food and energy prices are going through the roof, that the average hourly earning for all employees actually fell by 0.1% from March to April. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics also said the real average hourly earnings decreased 2.6% seasonally adjusted from April of last year until April this year, meaning, no, you're not making more money than you were making a year ago when you factor in inflation. Now, the president of the United States of America had to come out, and he had to deliver these remarks on combating inflation. And behind him on the backdrop, it said he was lowering costs and tackling inflation. And he also said that the real problem is my predecessor. He claimed he was lowering the deficit by more than $1 trillion this year. That is a lie. He said that it was really the Republicans that had no plan on how to deal with inflation. That is also a lie. He said that I inherited all this bad stuff from the last administration. That is also a lie. And he said that he's reproducing more oil under his leadership in the first year in office than Donald Trump did, which is incredibly misleading. Why? Let me explain that to you. When Donald Trump came in office his first year, he had to undo all 8 years of Obama-Biden regulations on the oil and gas industries. What was the goal of the administration? Donald Trump's administration was very clear. We are going to have this change. People are going to come in. And what is going to happen is when you come in, right, we are going to make sure that you can have the Keystone Pipeline, that we're going to give out drilling permits, that we're going to allow for energy independence so we're not beholden to places like China and Russia and the Middle East. And that's what he did. It took time to unwind it. The idea that he can claim that he's more pro oil and gas than the last guy is insanity. Because the first thing that he did when he came into office, Joe Biden, is undo everything that Donald Trump did to have the issue of energy independence work in our favor. One other thing that I think is very important for you to understand is Joe Biden, and this is how absurd he is, about you having to pay $5.55 a gallon on average for diesel and $4.50 a gallon for unleaded nationwide average. He says he's going to help you create and produce biofuels at home. So if you want to lower your price at the pump, what he's telling you to do is he's going to allow for you to make your own gasoline at home with biofuels. How many people can afford to do that or even know how to do this, right? To quote Democrats, you're obsessed saying, you know, I'm not a biologist. Well, guess what? I'm not a chemist. I don't have enough of any byproduct to make biofuels in my backyard. This is actually what he offered to the American people during his press conference, that the U.S. government, for the first time ever, is going to allow for you at home to make biofuels. Now, this may work for some farmers out there, okay? That may work. It really might. I want to make this could be good for a couple of farmers that have a massive amount of byproduct to make biofuels. But the average American is not going to go into the biofuel business tomorrow. You have to have something to do this with, right? You got to have a massive amount of spent cooking oil, right? Or grease to be able to pull this off, or corn. I cannot produce enough corn in my backyard to start making biofuels for me each and every day. And this is his response to that. Now, if you're not buying, by the way, what Biden is trying to sell you on all this, then let me let you hear Biden in his own words when he was talking about the real problem here with inflation, as he put it, is really not him, not his administration, but it is, you ready for this? COVID and Putin. That is who you're supposed to blame. Not, he says the Republicans are to blame, Trump's to blame, but he's not to blame. And if you want to blame somebody, he says blame Putin and blame COVID. Listen.
The first cause of inflation is a once-in-a-century pandemic. Not only did it shut down our global economy, it threw the supply chains and demand completely out of whack, especially in countries where more effective recovery responses weren't available, especially in those sectors that rely on semiconductors. These supply challenges have been further hampered by the onset of Delta and Omicron viruses. And you've all seen it, you've all felt it. And this year we have a second cause, Mr. Putin's war in Ukraine.
There it is. You don't need to be worried about any of this, and because this is really other problems. A once-in-a-century pandemic, that's the real cause here. Not that I'm not paying attention, not that I'm not pushing and advocating for energy independence here. You know, Jen Psaki at the White House also was asked about the massive spending at the White House, right? You guys are spending in record numbers, which is causing problems with inflation. You're spending trillions of dollars while lying, saying that you're cutting the deficit by over $1 trillion this year, which is not true. The fact checker should fact check it. It's very clear. But the White House press secretary lying to you and the American people, and they said, no, we don't believe that massive spending has anything to do with inflation, which it absolutely does.
So then just to make sure, like, what he's saying is the pandemic is distinct from the spending in response to the pandemic, and he does not believe the size of the spending mattered with regard to inflation.
Again, no,
he doesn't. So the government apparently can spend as much money as they want on any port rail projects they want, pushing anything they want to push, and it will have no bearing on inflation, except it is literally the United States economy and our government that is that deals with inflation. Now, if the president believes that the government spending has nothing to do with inflation, then the president needs to explain this to me. How is it that the government can rein in inflation then? It's a fair question, right? Also, he had a lot of gaffes yesterday. Don't worry. MSNBC says, quote, Biden has made gaffes his entire career. And that comes with the Joe Biden package. So everybody needs to calm down.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of
bit.
Us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
been juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the things they've now done is made fun of Donald Trump because they couldn't defend Biden's speech on inflation. They couldn't defend what he was saying. So instead, they went back to attacking Donald Trump, mocking Donald Trump when Donald Trump said he'd be more than happy to take a cognitive test, which he passed with flying colors. Back in the day when he was the president, and you can hear them laughing about this, right? And instead of actually talking about the cognitive decline, clearly, of Joe Biden, which is obvious to anyone that watched this speech or listened to this speech, they say this is normal behavior for Joe Biden. Like, this is just who Joe Biden is. He's always had problems, right? He's always had issues. He's always had, you know, these oops moments. This is now how they're trying to say, oh, it's not a big deal, right? Like, everything's totally normal with Joe Biden. There's no cognitive decline of Joe Biden. This is just Joe Biden. And we'll make fun of Donald Trump, by the way, to compare it. So you'll remember, Donald Trump sucks. I know this guy's terrible, but Donald Trump is sucked. He's the worst guy ever. Listen.
First, to begin with, an aside, I was part of the press pool in Air Force One maybe 3 years ago when President Trump started talking about that cognitive test and bragged that doctors told him, he said, that no one had ever done that before, had successfully achieved those five words. And now, years later, he is still doing it from the rally stage. But I think the thing about Rick Scott is, I think the tell here is how other Republicans have run away from him and run away from his plans. Senate Minority Leader McConnell has shoots death stares at Rick Scott every time he sees them, because I think Republicans go into this November's election, strategists have said to me, like, just keep your head down here. Like, you know, the environment looks good for Republicans. The party in power tends to lose seats. We know inflation, and we're going to get a report on this later today, is really bad right now. They feel like the trends are heading their direction. Now, whether that is true remains to be seen, but they don't want to commit unforced errors. And they feel like the Rick Scott thing is an unforced error. And the attack, the hypocrisy here of attacking President Biden for, you know, his alleged cognitive issues. I mean, it's absurd.
I love this. Alleged cognitive issues, right? It's alleged. So you're supposed to be talking about Joe Biden and the economy and how bad things are. And instead, you move to Rick Scott, the Republican Party, the GOP, and Donald Trump. And then you laugh at Republicans saying, oh, Donald Trump really isn't that smart. He's not that great when it comes to his cognitive issues either. So this is, you know, to allege that Joe Biden's got any cognitive issues, absurd. This is just Joe Biden being Joe Biden.
Alleged cognitive issues. I mean, it's absurd. And yes, does President Biden occasionally make mistakes? Yes. For instance, yesterday, he said Rick Scott was from Wisconsin rather than Florida. But as you point out correctly, he's made gaffes his entire career. That comes with the Joe Biden package. And certainly, he has never humiliated himself on the public stage like President Trump did when he was in office repeatedly.
Repeatedly, yes. Because so Donald Trump has humiliated himself on stage repeatedly when he was president. So and this is just, you know, Joe Biden being Joe Biden. Look, I know he doesn't know where senators are from and what states they're from. And Wisconsin isn't even close to Florida. But that's just Joe Biden. But Joe Biden is clearly has zero cognitive decline. They're saying this on MSNBC while they're supposed to be talking about inflation. Right. While they're supposed to be talking about inflation, this is what they're saying. I will tell you this right now. Republicans better really focus in on the issues now more than they ever have before. They better do everything they can to focus in now. OK. Because if they don't focus on the issues, it's going to be game over. If they don't focus on the issues, they're going to miss out on a massive opportunity to have a huge impact in a positive way on this election. Now, Joe Biden's speech should be turned by Republicans running in this midterm election into their commercials. These candidates shouldn't even put themselves up there on the screen, just their name. This is the guy in charge of America. This is what he's saying about your suffering. This is what he's saying about $5.55 a gallon diesel and $4.50 unleaded fuel. This is what he's saying about what's happening right now to you and your pain and your suffering. He is continuing to attack people that work hard and employ people in the private sector. He's now going back after rich people, saying that's the real problem. He also is saying that inflation is good. This is an unedited minute and a half of Joe Biden speaking. I'll try not to interrupt, but listen carefully to what he says. From his big speech on tackling inflation and lowering costs.
And I agree with what Chairman Powell said last week, that the number one threat is the strength, and that strength that we built is inflation. So the Fed should do its job, and it will do its
job. Is building inflation? Sorry, I had to interrupt there. Did he just say that our number one thing we're doing is building inflation? So inflation now is a good thing, apparently? Can we go back to that? Now, this is on a teleprompter. It shouldn't be hard to screw this one up, right?
We've built a strong economy with a strong job market. And I agree with what Chairman Powell said last week, that the number one threat is the strength, and that strength that we built is inflation.
Is inflation. So now inflation's a good thing, the president's telling you. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Meanwhile, we have a worsening baby formula shortage, which is angering parents right now because they can't find baby formula for their children. They're having to limit the number of baby formulas you can buy at the store, but we're sending $40 million in new aid to Ukraine on top of the other $400 million from the other day. But we got a shortage of baby formula in the United States of America and $5.55 diesel gasoline. But don't worry, the president has something for you you're going to be excited about. Listen.
So the Fed should do its job, and it will do its job, I'm convinced, with that in mind. Now, as I said when I came to what Congress and the President can do to fight inflation, Americans have two potential paths forward. The first is my plan, the Democratic plan. The plan put forward by congressional Republicans is a second alternative. Here's how each of us would tackle inflation. My plan is to lower everyday costs for hardworking Americans.
You are noticing, I hope, how hard it is for him to just get a sentence out. I'm not saying this to be mean, but it's very clear, even with a massive teleprompter, that the president cannot get through these basic sentences. He keeps having to close his eyes and really, like, seriously focus on basic words to get out of his mouth. Every sentence is not clean now.
And lower the deficit by asking large corporations and the wealthiest Americans to not engage in price gouging and to pay their fair share in taxes.
All right, so let's talk about that sentence. It's a great idea, right? Rich people are evil. They're not paying their fair share. rich people need to pay their fair share, and so we're going to raise taxes. Now, that's not going to help problems with inflation, because when you raise taxes on corporations, they're going to pass on, okay, that money that they're now having to pay in higher taxes onto the consumer, which is actually going to make inflation even worse. Anybody that understands basic economics will tell you that. Now is not the time to raise taxes in a massive way on corporations, which is what he just said. The second thing that he said is he talked about price gouging. And he said that price gouging is the other real big issue here. Price gouging. Why don't you give an example, Mr. President? You just told the American people that we have a real problem in this country, not with inflation, but price gouging. So where is the price gouging? Because what people are seeing when they go to the grocery store right now is record high prices on every single thing. We have a worsening baby formula shortage in America. You would think the president would understand that mothers who are having to you know, many who can't breastfeed, for example, who desperate are women that are working, right? I mean, women feminists, where are you? Women that are working who can't always, you know, be tied to a breast pump or breastfeeding, they need right formula. Sometimes you have to supplement and you need formula. Why didn't the president address the formula shortage as parents are angry because they can't find formula for their babies? In the United States of America, you can't find baby formula. President doesn't talk about that, right? Why would you? No, instead, we're going to tell you that there's price gouging happening, even though we have not a single example of price gouging, which is against the law. Why isn't someone charging people with crimes if, in fact, there is price gouging happening and going on right now? Somebody answer me that question. You can't just walk out there and make these types of accusations of massive price gouging going on and not give a single example of it, unless, I guess, you're Joe Biden and you're a Democrat. Because the media is not going to ask you that follow-up question, apparently, right? No, why would we? We're never going to ask that follow-up question. Why would we do such a thing as asking you that follow-up question? Come on now, right? He's not done.
The plan is to increase taxes on the middle-class families, let billionaires and large companies off the hook as they raise prices and reap profits of record amounts. And it's really that simple. But let me explain why this choice is so important.
All right. Now, to be clear, he just said Republicans' plan on inflation is to raise taxes on the middle class by billions or trillions of dollars. There's not a single plan out there for Republicans to raise taxes on the middle class. No one's walking around going, vote for me in the midterms and we'll raise taxes on the middle class, because they know that that would destroy our economy. And with the issues that we have with inflation, it would destroy it as well. Everybody knows this. Okay, this is everybody understands it in the Republican Party. He's now just making crap up as he goes. Actually, he's not. His speechwriters are. The people around him are. That's what's really happening here. They're the ones that are where they're saying, all right, well, we'll just accuse the Republicans and fearmonger boogeyman you into believing that things are terrible right now. Things are awful right now. If the Republicans get in office, you may think they're bad under us. You've seen nothing yet. Wait till the Republicans get in office again and then look at what they are going to do. That's who you should really be scared of. That's their boogeyman argument for actually what they're doing.
Let me start with the Putin price hike. High gas prices.
There it is. Let me move over to Putin real quick. Putin's a bad guy. I hate Putin. Putin's terrible. And Putin's the reason why you're paying $5.55 a gallon for diesel and $4.50 a gallon for unleaded. Not because I shut down the Keystone Pipeline. Not because I stopped drilling. Not because I stopped handing out oil leases. Not because I undid every single thing that Donald Trump did to give us energy independence. No, no, no. You can't blame me for any of this. You have to blame now Vladimir Putin, because you should hate Putin right now, right? This is the logic of the Democratic speechwriters. It's the best game they've got for you right now, as the American people are suffering as well. This is Putin's fault, which it's clearly not.
And energy prices. My plan is already in motion. I led the world and other countries to join with us to coordinate the largest release of oil from our stockpiles of all the countries in history. 240 million barrels to boost global supply. Here at home, U.S. oil and gas production is approaching record levels. In fact, we produced more oil domestically in my first year in office than my predecessor did in his first year. To further drive down prices, my administration is allowing the sale of gasoline using homegrown biofuels this summer.
Okay, so there it is. Don't blame me, blame Putin, but if you're still blaming me, I'm going to give you something. I'm going to allow you at home to create your own gasoline through biofuels. Biofuels are expensive to make, especially if you're doing it in small batches. Right? This is a small batch if you're doing it in your home, in your backyard. You still have to have the byproducts to make the biofuel, which they don't have. That is also a major problem. This is what you would refer to as a totally empty gesture. It is an empty gesture. He knows, and the White House knows, that the majority of Americans, 99.999%, have absolutely no way to do biofuels at home. So telling me to go create my own gas is one of the most arrogant, cocky, and really, I would say, condescending comments that any president could say to the people in this country. When you have inflation at a 40-year high, you have gas prices at record highs that we've never seen, with no end in sight of it continuing to go up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
During Joe Biden's press conference at the White House, Biden actually accused Americans of, quote, not doing enough on inflation because you, as an American, are not focused. So let's go through the blame game here. He has blamed Trump. He has blamed COVID. He has blamed Putin. He's blamed the GOP, the ultra extreme MAGA, right? He went on a tirade about the MAGA party, right? The evil MAGA people in inflation. And then if that's not enough, this is what he says. He said, Americans think I am not doing enough on inflation. Well, that's just because they are not focused. You as Americans are not focused. Take a listen.
Number two, I think that, you know, they're not focused. All they're focused on, understandably, is the problem they're facing. They get a 5.5% raise, an average raise in their salaries, and yet inflation exceeds that. And they look around the world, and they know that a lot of it's extremely complicated. And so they're frustrated, and I don't blame them.
But you're not focused. All right? You're not focused. You need to focus up. You're hurting right now? Then focus. You, the American people, they are not focused.
I really don't blame them. There's a lot we have to do. And but you know as well, I shouldn't say you. I think what I have to do is explain in simple, straightforward language what's going on. Like, reason why 30% of the...
Hold on, so now you're dumb, I guess? Is that what he's saying? Like, you, the American people, I gotta dumb it down for you in simple terms. Number one, you're not focused, so you need to focus, pay attention. Maybe you need to start spending less. You need to start hunkering down a little bit, okay? You're not focused. So you need to focus up. And two, I'll dumb it down for you because clearly you guys don't understand how complex this issue is, right? This is really on you, the American people. You are not focused enough.
Inflation last year is because automobiles cost more. Why'd they cost more? They couldn't get the computer chips to make them. People were making a lot more money. They wanted to buy the...
People were making a lot more money. You want to go buy a new car. Maybe you shouldn't. I think that's what he's saying. Maybe you shouldn't buy that car. In fact, maybe you should just stop buying anything. Maybe you should just sit down and shut up a little bit. You got a southern border that's under siege. You got a Biden, a drug problem with fentanyl in this country like we've never seen before. And you got the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki today saying, well, Joe Biden is the president. We don't control all branches of government. We don't. Are you guys not in charge of the House? Are you guys not in charge of the Senate? So that's your other alibi?
What the president's done is taken steps to address both of those enormous challenges and tried to put forward solutions to them. We'll leave it to the Federal Reserve, outside economists, inside economists to make other projections on what's next. They've already made projections about when they expect inflation to come down. As he noted today, he is the president. We do control all forms of branches of government. That's why he laid out very clearly what he'll continue to do as president to bring down prices.
There it is. So, but we don't control all branches of government. Wait, who's in charge of the House? Democrats. Okay, well, you control that one. You'd think there'd be a follow-up question for the White House press corps. Like, hold on a second. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on just for a moment here. Can you please calm down and explain something to us, right? Business Insider, by the way, Lopez said the Biden administration knew the inflation was a problem early last year and, quote, they did not do enough to fix it early on. MSNBC even admitting this. The New York Times writing an article this morning saying consumer prices are climbing rapidly, but increases are likely to moderate, as they're trying to tell you, but it's going to be okay. Quote, Increases are now being measured against high price readings from last spring when inflation began to take instead of depressed 2020 levels. That higher base makes annual increases look less severe. And this administration knew it was coming, they went on to say.
Increasing except their paycheck.
Yeah, and Lynette, meanwhile, the New York Times pointed out this morning about how price increases are being measured, saying, quote, increases are now being measured against high price readings from last spring when inflation began to take off instead of depressed 2020 levels. That higher base makes annual increases look less severe. President Joe Biden will visit a farm in Illinois to announce steps the administration is taking to lower the cost of farming and food. What exactly does that mean? In other words, is there something going on with how the numbers are being read, or is this normal?
I love this, right? Well, maybe it's just how you're reading the numbers. Let's insult the farmers' intelligence now and say, well, maybe you guys at the farm aren't really reading the numbers the right way. Maybe things really aren't that bad. Maybe things are okay.
Oh, what they're saying is that because we've had this inflationary problem for so long, the year over numbers are a big number on top of a big number, which is why it feels even worse than it actually is. That's all that means. And so the government started talking about fighting inflation early last year. They knew it was a problem. But the problem just became more and more complicated with the war in Ukraine and with China being in. I mean, the port at Shanghai is just absolutely clogged with goods that have not been able to make it here to the United States. And China is having the same problem with mobility within the country that we are having. So what was already known to be a problem that we, you know, and we Fed watchers and people in the government thought would only last for as long as we were getting out of our COVID misery is actually been prolonged because of these geopolitical issues. And so what we thought was once going to be a transitory thing is even stickier. And that makes it even more important that the Fed start.
I just got to jump in here. This is MSNBC. And this is when they're starting to sound like Joe Biden. So you're admitting that Joe Biden knew over a year ago that inflation was a problem under his administration, and they didn't do enough to stop it a year ago. Then it got worse, they say, and then they try to blame it on China. They try to blame it on COVID. They try to blame it on all of these other issues. But they knew over a year ago it was going to be a problem, and they didn't do enough to stop it then. That's what they are saying. And then they're like, well, but it's not as bad as you think it is. Okay, so when does it actually get bad? That's what I want to know, right? Go back to when people will finally break with you. And I think this is the perfect way to sum up the insanity of this administration right now and why you shouldn't fall for any of this crap. Let's go back to the baby formula issue. There is a shortage of baby formula. In America, in my lifetime, we have never had this issue. There are ways that this administration could fix this problem very quickly, right? This is not something that is hard to do. This is a major problem. Now, the White House is saying, well, we're working with the FDA on this issue, right? We're working on it to address this problem. The president didn't mention this problem yesterday at all.
Well, let me first say, as you know, but the FDA issued a recall to ensure that they are meeting their obligation to protect the health of Americans, including babies, who, of course, were receiving or taking this formula, and ensure safe products are available. That's their job. Ensuring the availability of these products is also a priority for the FDA, and they're working around the clock to address any possible shortage. Okay.
Are they? Are they really working around the clock? Because a newborn mother says that she's panicking over the shortage, and she says the government's doing nothing to address her problem.
June Chiave worries if she'll have enough milk to feed her 11-week-old daughter, Honey June. A shortage of baby formula has mothers scrambling to ensure their newborns are well fed.
I mean, I am panicking a little just in case I have to formula feed her because there's like no formula available, but I'm going to try and breastfeed her as long as I can.
The out-of-stock rate for baby formula nationwide is soaring, now at 40%, according to product pricing firm Datassembly. When asked what she'd do if the shelves remain empty, Keave said,
"We go back to the old school way of evaporated milk."
But pediatricians don't advise that. In fact, they say mothers shouldn't feed their babies other types of milk, including almond, soy, and goat's milk.
Oh, because it's not milk, right? We just allow people to lie and tell you that it is, right? There's milk, and then there's these other things like soy juice. It's not milk. We call it milk to make you feel better about purchasing it. And they're saying, don't give that to your kids. Baby formula shortage should be on top of Biden's list of things to address. Tucker Carlson said it this way.
I mean, if you were running, and I don't want to make it political necessarily, but if you were running the country, whoever you were, and you're facing, you know, multiple crises at once, Ukraine or whatever, a shortage of baby formula in your own country, that'd have to be pretty close to the top of the list, wouldn't it?
I would think so. But I mean, understand that there are other things that are bigger news. But for moms across the country, I know that this is a big issue and should be big news.
Let me tell you, when we had our twins, I can't imagine the stress of a newborn, the stress of everything comes with it, and then not knowing if you're going to even be able to get baby formula. And the president didn't mention it. Is it a crisis, by the way? They're saying it's a crisis. The news media is saying it's a crisis. Not me. But it's because it really is. Go into any store and look at baby formula shelves. They're empty.
The shortage, fueled by supply chain issues and recent recalls, is leaving staff at local diaper banks like Baby's Bounty feeling helpless.
It's a crisis situation right now.
Executive Director Kelly Maxwell says she's getting dozens of calls from frantic parents every week.
Each day, folks would come by picking up a can, two cans, and now we're nearly empty.
It's a crisis. A crisis that you would think the White House would be able to focus on. Tucker Carlson said baby formula shortage should be on top of the Biden's list to address in this country, but apparently it's not because they can't even get this right, right? They would rather go after Supreme Court justices in their homes. They would rather go after people that are out there at the Supreme Court with Roe v. Wade. They would rather focus on Ukraine. They would rather attack the GOP claiming that we're the problem with inflation. They would rather talk about you making biofuel at home than the price of $4.50 a gallon gas and $5.55 a gallon gas for diesel right now in America. They have no idea what they're doing, and this president can't even focus on a simple issue like a baby formula shortage. I will say this, where's the vice president? A woman. Isn't this a women's issue? Isn't this the definition of a feminist issue? Where's the first lady? Why isn't she saying, I'm going to be the baby formula czar? Why hasn't she come out and said, I'm on top of this, the first lady's on top of this, as mothers, as women, we understand this issue.
Joe Biden predicted food shortages, and now they're here. Baby formula, very hard to find, in case you haven't tried recently. Fox Business is reporting that the largest retailers in the country are now rationing the product. Watch.
In Georgia, Amy Thorne is 2 weeks away from being out of her son's hard-to-find baby formula.
It's a real problem for moms, and especially mothers like myself who have adopted our children.
The problem worsened following a recent formula recall and continued supply chain issues.
I started looking online, and what I noticed online was there was a lot of limitations or caps to the number of things that you could order.
The country's two largest retailers told Fox News they're limiting customers to 3 baby formula products per purchase.
Any president of the United States of America, regardless of party, should be able to look at this and go, I can fix this problem. Right? We're the United States of America. I can figure out how to get baby formula on the shelves. That's something I can accomplish. First lady, you get involved. Vice president, you get involved. You guys are going to fix this problem. Ready, set, go. They can't even do that. What makes you think they can fix the economy? Hyperinflation. What makes you think they can fix the problem in Ukraine? What makes you think, watching and witnessing what I just told you, that they can fix your pain at the pump? $5.50 unleaded average gas, $4.50 unleaded, $5.55 for diesel. And the number's going to keep going up, not down. It's up like 17 cents over yesterday. Don't worry, though. It's really Donald Trump's fault. We don't know how. And if that doesn't sell you, that's how stupid they think you are, then we'll blame Putin. If that doesn't work, then we'll blame COVID. And if that doesn't work, well, then you're an idiot. Right? I guess that's what they're saying. So it's your fault, really. Don't forget, it's your fault. Please make sure you click that auto download or subscribe button on our podcast right now so you get this podcast each and every day. And if you would write us a review wherever you're listening to this podcast, it helps us tremendously reach more people in this country with the truth. So if you'll write us a review, we would greatly appreciate it. And we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.